RSM Central's Form Express.
Welcome back to RSN Central on this Monday, the 23rd of November. It's time for our Form Express. The racing at Geelong now, it's a heavy nine. Now, the rail's out 9 metres from the 1700 to the 800 and 11 metres for the remainder. Showers predicted throughout the afternoon there at Geelong. This is what Warren Huntley had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddy, and also his play of the day.
Yeah, tread warily, I think, would be what most people are doing today. Michael, not just after the weekend, but because of the prevailing conditions. Race 4, number 8, it's true, I'm making my best. Not a lot of value, but I did think race 5, number 2, Lion Share, I'm quite keen, and I think she's a little bit over the odds. First leg of the quaddy, 2 and 5. Second leg, 3, 4, 7 and 12. Third leg, 1, 6 and 8. Home with numbers 1, 5, 6, 8 and 9. Going to take a running double with my best bet, and my best value is the player of the day. Races 4 and 5, race 4, 8, 1 out, into race 5, 2, 1 out.
Okay, Henry Dwyer has a Ripley's going around in race number 2, and he's a $6.50 chance, is what Henry had to say.
Yeah, he just in his work leading up to that, he showed that he's probably getting a little bit one pace and wanting a bit further. So he gets that today, I think 1300 or 1347, as it were, is ideal for him, so... We just rode in a bit quiet to see him finish off first up, but I think from a better barrier, he should be able to settle a bit closer today. There's a couple of nice horses, and I don't mind Nobby's first start. It's trialled okay up here, and Energy Within obviously ran second on a decent one, and Perfect Ed, his first up run was okay, so it's not a bad maiden, but I thought he'd improve a fair bit off his first up run, and if he can handle the wet, I reckon he'll be there somewhere.
Nathan Dunn has Spryce in first up in race number 7.
It's the soundest I've ever had him, but it's just his first up assignment today, you know. So I'm hoping that I've got him fit enough, but there are a couple of horses that do have a couple of runs under their belt, which will keep him in good stead for on a heavy surface. I've done as much as I can with him on the training tracks and in jump outs, and it's just now time to go to the races. If we're on top of the ground, I'd be ultra confident, but yeah, just with the heavy nine and then yeah, by the time race 7 comes around and the track chopped out and, you know, I'm just hoping that he's got enough fitness to hold him in good stead.
How Walter's done the form for us at Ballina this afternoon in northern New South Wales. They're racing on a good 4, the rail's out 3 metres from the 1000 to the 250 metres, and a cutaway is in action today. Good morning to you, Howard.
Hello, Gareth. We're going to kick off in race 4 today. Number 1, General Nelson. Now, he's trained on the track and he saves his best form for home. His latest two starts have been at Lismore and Kempsey, so I'm pretty much going to ignore them because of his home track ability. And the thing I like about him is he's going to go straight to the front from that barrier. The only horse drawn inside him will probably be midfield. So 1,000-metre scamper, that's his go. He'll go straight to the front. Now, the 3 is the favourite, Final Declaration. It could well camp second, and I'm not knocking it at all, but I would rather be on General Nelson at $6 each way than Final Declaration at $2.15. And it's going to be 31 degrees there today. And when I flick back through his record, 4 of his 5 wins here have been during summer. So I just think that hot day, based on the track, just stroll out and give him something to catch. So race 4, number 1, General Nelson each way. And then, Gareth, across to race 6, number 7, Judder, trained by Casey Fogden. Andrew Mallion to ride. He rode this horse here last start, the filly, and she had no luck at all. She was in the steward's report, held up the majority of the final 400 metres, tiptoeing, etc. Seemed to get a lovely run here somewhere in the front half. This is an each of 2 race. She 320, the top is 310. But Esther's Rose, although she loves Ballina, that alley, I don't know what Ben Looker will do. If he tries to lead, I think he'll get posted. And if he goes right back, I'm not convinced Esther's Rose can get over the top of Judder. So race 6, number 7, Judder is my other bet for the day. As far as the quaddy at Ballina goes, start off with 1 and 3, into 1, 3, 4, into 1, 6, 7, into 5 and 7.
Good on you, Howard. Good tipping, mate. Good punting.
All the best.
There's Howard Walter there. They're racing on a heavy 8 at Wagga Wagga this afternoon. Ian Humphreys joins us to preview the card. G'day, Ian.
Gareth, how you going, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. How do we back a winner there?
Yeah, pretty keen today, mate. We'll start in race 5, number 2, Newtown Braveheart. Race wide, the trip last started with a big winner at Goulburn. Some barrier to today, McDougall jumping on, should get the better run. Yeah, that was a slow track last start when he won, and this is a not an overly strong race today, a couple of scratchings, so no problem with the wet track. So race 5, number 2, Newtown Braveheart. Then we go back to race 4. That's a bit of value. This horse won't miss a place. Gareth, he's $5. Race 4, number 12, Rosie's ready. There's 8 runners. Absolute swimmer. No luck last time. Get on him. Race 4, number 12, Rosie's ready. Ricotti, the first leg, will take numbers 2, 7, 10, 12 and 14. Just number 2 in the second leg. 1, 3, 5 in the third. And come home with 1, 3, 4, 8 and 12.
Good luck, Ian. I like the confidence in your voice, sir, this afternoon there at Wagga Wagga.
Get on, Rosie's ready, mate.
All right, then, Rosie's ready. What about that? I haven't heard Ian Humphreys that confident before, so I am on. Rosie's ready there this afternoon at Wagga Wagga. Even Mikey's jumped to his tab account right now, and he's backing it as we speak. Luke Humphreys joins us. G'day, Luke.
Good morning, Gareth.
Of course, you're here to preview the meeting this afternoon in trotting in Victoria at Cobram. Where do we start with your specials?
We are indeed. Yeah, look, I've got a few I like as well today, Gareth. There's 11 races, so hopefully we can find a few winners amongst this marathon card. Look, we'll start with race 4, number 3, Redbank Cooper, and even money charts. First up for David Moran, a former Sydney sider that had been running against pretty decent horses in good quality races at Menangle. First up for a few months, but I think it's got enough ability to go close. It was a strong enough race, race 4, but as I say, had been going well against pretty good opposition at Menangle. Drops down to provincial racing in Victoria. Think he can win, flick of the coin odds, race 4, number 3. A few others I like. Race 5, number 9, reckon I'm smart. A little bit short, but should be able to win down in class. And the others I like a little bit later. Race 8, number 8, Mumma's New Do, which is probably going to be the best bit of the day for a fair few, I would have thought. Dropping down from Metropolitan Standard Races. And it was second in the heat of a Group 3 three starts ago. Should be able to go very close, race 8, number 8. And the other one, which is probably the best all day, but it's just a bit short of $1.40. But takeaway prices, this would be my best bet. Race 10, number 8, Yellowstone. It's one race and three starts. Last start second in a fairly decent race behind a decent winner. And I think the horse has got a bit of ability for Danny Ferris. I think it's one to keep following. It's only had the three starts, will continue to improve and should be able to win race 10. So race 4, number 3, race 5, number 9, race 8, number 8 is the best, along with race 10, number 8. Put them all on a parlay. I think you go close enough. The ones at value are race 2, number 3, Major Angel, who has the class, and race 7, number 5. Race 7, number 2, Rata Luna the Light. Good second last out. Thinks she can go close from a good draw over the sprint trip. As far as the quaddy goes, Gareth, the first leg 9-1 out. The second leg 5-7-10. The third leg 2-5-8-9. And we'll come home in the fourth leg with 8-1 out. So 11 races to find a winner, Gareth, and hopefully we can find a few amongst those 11.
Good on you, Luke. Thanks for that. That's Luke Humphreys. This man, I don't think he's... There's not too many people driving better than David Moran at the moment in this state, and he joins us now to go through his drives at Cobram this afternoon. Good morning to you, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, mate. First of all, how did Lochinvar Art pull up after his mighty run there and defeat to Hurricane Harley there at Melton on Saturday night?
Yeah, he pulled up really good, actually. He was a little bit quiet yesterday morning, but yesterday afternoon and today he's as bright as a button.
All right, what do you do with him now? Is there another race in mind for him? What's the plans with the start?
Probably the heat of the Vic Bred. I think they start on the 10th of December. So whether he just goes straight into the first heat and then hopefully progress it through, or we start him the week before, we're just a little bit undecided there. Just get so we'll sit down and work it out. But that'll most likely be his next start.
And I was mentioning at the top of the show, she might be the best two-year-old filly that I've ever seen. I know she's a three-year-old filly. If you go back in previous years, I'll speak of Lady in Red, who's unbeaten now from seven starts. But just the way that she moves, Dave, there's something about her, that X factor.
Yeah, she's a very, very special horse, I think. What she sort of does and how she does it, her professionalism, you know, she's... She's going to be a very, very nice horse for a long time.
What about your drives there this afternoon? First of all, Major Angel, you drive for the great Russell Jack here, Barry number 3. Major Angel deserves to break through for a victory.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he's been knocking on the door, sort of just keeps running into one just that little bit better than him. But he's an honest little horse, and if he can jump straight on the bunny, today could be his day.
Can Sassy Feet cause an upset in race three?
If she gets the right trip, she can. Gets back to her better form. Yeah, she definitely can. That sort of looks like a pretty suitable race, and over the short should suit her, so if she logs handy enough, yeah, she'll go close.
What can you tell us about Red Bank Cooper that you train as well in race number four?
Yeah, I haven't had him all that long. He's only been here sort of, I think, probably a few weeks. His work's been good. I think he would take a lot of improvement out of today. Hadn't raced for a while.
Okay, race five, horse nine. Reckon I'm smart. I think it's pretty smart for, of course, Casey Kent.
Yeah, I think he'll be very hard to beat today. He's no star, but his form in these sort of races has been really good, and he looks like he strikes another suitable one.
All right, then. What can you tell us about Angelic Miss, who goes around in race number seven on the program, and this is another former New South Wales horse?
Yeah, same sort of thing. She's only been here a few weeks too. Her work's been really good. Probably the gate speed to her inside, so where we end up is just a bit of an unsure one, whether she logs outside him. I don't think she can see outside him beat the one or the two, but yeah, she's a good place, Ken.
And Dallas Nicolay goes around in race number eight.
Yeah, same sort of thing. He's an honest little fella. If he's thereabouts, he's a place chance too.
What's David Moran's best?
Reckon I'm smart.
All right, then. Hopefully you are smart today, Dave. Good luck, brother.
Thanks, Jeff.
There's Dave Moran there.
George Ferrugia's Greyhound form for the Metropolitan Festival of Greyhound Racing, culminating in the TAB Melbourne Cup final at Sandown Park this Friday night.
Georgie, how do we back a winner at Ballarat and Shepparton today and tonight before we have a chat about that draw for the Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, mate, we'll start off with Ballarat as we always do on a Monday morning. Race 3, number 7, Daps Wally, Greyhound that comes from a good litter. Started his career, wasn't showing too much, Gareth, but I have liked his last couple of runs. He's certainly in amongst it here in this type of company. I don't mind his odds at around the $5.50 mark. I'm happy to have it played. A little bit shorter on the toe. I think he'll be going very close today. Quaddy numbers, 1, 4, 6 and 8 into 1 and 8 into 1 and 7 into 1, 4, 6 and 8 to bring us home at Ballarat. Shepparton, mates, there's two that I like. Race 10, number 4, Man Absconded. He's racing well, this greyhound for Team Dalbridge. His recent wins have been really good. 23-2 at Horsham and 22-60 at Geelong. They're times that be winnable again, Gareth, that's for sure. So race 10, number 4. And they're keen on one in the last race. Race 12, number 3, Helen's Memory. Had some form up in Dubbo, having its first start here for Rod Clark, a very good local trainer there. They're keeping it nice and short, and I think it would have some ability. I think it's youngster by Aston DB. So race 10, number 4, race 12, number 3. Quaddy numbers, mate. Number 2, 1 out, into 1, 3, 4 and 6, into number 2, 1 out, into 1, 4, 6 and 7.
Great stuff, George. And what about the Melbourne Cup draw? Simon Told Helen looks tough to beat now from box number 2.
Yeah, he does. Look, he was clearly the winner, and I spoke to you a little bit earlier, Gareth. Not only is he drawn okay near the fence where they probably want to be, but he's got dogs around him that he should be able to outpace. The key to him is just to begin on terms, and we all know that devastating speed. I didn't listen to your interview with Corey Grenfell, but yep. What was his thoughts on where Tigalong Tonk was drawn? Because I don't mind him out in the pink either.
He loves the outside draw. He said that he'd probably prefer to draw where Simon Told Helen did, but the way that Tigalong Tonk's jumping at the moment, he's in the zone. Career best form, he's peaking at the right time. If he lands, say, second and third in a straight line and is within striking distance of Simon Told Helen, he'll be there in the finish.
Yeah, look, he's been a terrific greyhound. And these dogs, as we mentioned on Saturday, they've been there and done that. So there's a couple of greyhounds who might be as fast as them, but these guys just seem to pop their heads up when the Group 1 racing comes. And that's why Simon Told Helen, he was $5 when we spoke pre-box draw on Saturday, Gareth, and there were a few people that did jump on board, and now he's into around the $2.50 mark. I suppose he's going to be tough to beat from where he is. The other race, well, Houdini Boy, I can't jump off him now, mate, but there is a little bit of speed in that race, so he's going to have to navigate his way through. That's going to be the query. And how can you go against someone like Robbie Britton, who's won the last three Bowl Threes, looking to make it four on the trot, which would be an incredible training performance with Blazing Cartier, who he tipped us on radio in the lead up to the Bowl Threes heat. So it's going to be a great week. We'll go into it in depth next week, mate. Tomorrow on Off the Leash.
And George, you do yourself a favour. Listen to Corey Grenfell. Geez, he was terrific to have a chat about Tigalong Tonk's personality, the punt that he took, building up his team. He's got four young kids with a young family, and what it would mean to him to win a TAB Melbourne Cup. It's what racing's all about for mine. And he's a terrific young man, a wonderful story. And if you missed that interview, just subscribe to RSN Central with your local podcast subscribers, or jump on our website at rsn.net.au. And it doesn't matter if you like greyhound racing or not, or follow it, it's definitely worth a listen because he's an inspiring young man.
Absolutely. And you know what? He's had some very good greyhounds in the last 3 or 4 years, hasn't he, Gareth?
Yep.
Where he's gone and won some nice races, Dinah Chancer, Orson Allen. They were both terrific greyhounds. And Tigalong Tonk, every time there was one of those guns that has retired, he's had another one that's jumped in the spot as the number one dog. So, yeah, no, good luck to Corey and his young family. It would be a terrific story.
Good on you, George. Thanks for that.
Speak soon, mate.
There's George Ferrugia there, and that is the Form Express for this Monday, the 23rd of November. We'll take a quick break on the other side of it. Don't forget to get your questions in for David Gately, 0416 905052. 0416 905052. It's time for Racing Rewind straight after this here on RSN Central. This is RSN 927, your home of racing and sport.